Hello, everybody. This is Glenn Casey's Royal Ramble. I'm Glenn, and that's Casey. How are you, Casey?
I'm great, thanks, Glenn. Enjoyed that introduction. What did you think of the new intro? What did you think of our new intro song?
Oh, we're not doing the posh voices. Okay.
Oh, the posh voices. Yes, of course. I forgot that was a whole week ago we did that. I forgot all about it.
No worries. Yes, finally a new intro. Thank you very much, Kay. So I thoroughly enjoyed it. What do you think about your own intro?
Oh, I think it's pretty ridiculous, but hey, that'll do.
Yeah, it's Casey Carpenter on the keyboard. I was thinking, actually, as you announced the pay-per-views in question that we often cover, have you ever sounded more Aussie? You're like, Royal Ramble. Survivor Series. I'm like, I didn't realize we have Australian accents until you did that. Like all the little bells and whistles that you cover over your own voice, I'm like, oh, it's Casey, is it? Thanks for including me in a soundbite capacity of any sort. That was great. I get nothing. That's great. Thanks.
Feel free to sing.
No, I enjoyed it, actually. One question I have before we head towards the Royal Rumble, a very fresh Royal Rumble, is the pay-per-views in question that you mentioned in the enjoyable new intro that you just delivered, you say WrestleMania, Survivor Series, SummerSlam, then the Royal Rumble. How come it's out of whack? How come you didn't do it in the order?
Well, I said WrestleMania first because that's what we begun this podcast doing.
It doesn't have to be a long answer.
Well, yeah. Funnily enough, I did do about three or four takes because I meant to say SummerSlam after WrestleMania, then Survivor Series, then Royal Rumble. But each time I stuffed it up, so I just went, fuck it.
Fair enough. So there was no, because I'm like, maybe he just thought that certain words sounded better at certain times, but nothing like that. No worries. Well, we'll stop questioning your creative input, and we shall move on to a Royal Rumble that we've both just witnessed on Monday. It is now Thursday, so it's nice and fresh.
Yeah.
And I have to admit, I had a good time. Did you like it?
Yeah, me too, yeah. This flew by for me. Like, it's a almost 4-hour event, and when it finished, I was like, holy shit, is that the time? I didn't realize it went for that long.
What happened to me is I just sat down and went YouTube entertain me in the morning because I was half asleep. The pre-show was on YouTube live. Yeah. So I even watched the pre-show match, Case. That's how
we did. Oh, really?
Yep. So I watched it for the hour, and I'm like, I'm going to watch this today. I'm going to watch the whole damn thing. I was in the mood. Now, I don't know if you have the notes for the opening match, but it was, even that wasn't bad, and it raised my attention. We had Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler. That's quite the team. And up against Asuka and Charlotte Flair.
Yeah, so tell us what happened in this, because I didn't watch it.
Well, look, everyone was protecting themselves and their own interests because you've got like four top stars here. This isn't like two hack tag teams. I was even sitting there going, hang on, I had to give them tag names because they don't have them. So I've decided I was watching Charlotte up against Team and and Team actually won quite easily in the end. Slick Rick Flair makes an appearance halfway through, even with his music. And Charlotte Flair is obviously distracted from Daddy walking out. And she then proceeds to deliver the figure eight. We're all assuming we're going to see a tap any moment. And bloody, what's her name? Lacey Evans appears out of nowhere with the women's right. Because she's now with Ric Flair in some gross story that probably belongs in 1998.
Right.
And yeah, she assists the mean girls to win. Nia Jax finishes it with a pretty uninspired leg drop from memory. She doesn't even lift her leg. It's just... And you're like, oh. And at 10:30, that was the end of that. Now let's move forward to the pay-per-view. And this was worth its money in salt. What do you reckon?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, like I said, I started off... I went in with pretty low expectations. And to be fair, when the first match rolls out and it's Drew McIntyre versus Goldberg, I groaned mightily. But I did think, at least it will be short. And we'll see what happens.
It promised the shortness. I do have to scoff though at you going, oh, I found it pretty hard to pick a winner, because you actually did pick one of the winners of the Royal Rumble on our last podcast.
Oh, did I?
You did. The women's match. We'll get there. Let me just say, for two hacks that have a crappy podcast, that don't watch any current wrestling, my pick and your pick were the last two people in the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
No, listen to you. Yeah.
Well, you know, but I've got a pretty good track record the last couple of years, I think.
So. All right. But look, props galore as they both enter out. We've got McIntyre and Goldberg, so we see a sword, we see a kilt, and we see some board shorts. Yeah. What is Goldberg wearing?
I don't know. I was wondering that. I'm like, has he got, like, thigh problems? Like, he's been in the jocks as recently as, you know, 6 months ago or whatever. Like, I'm sure his legs haven't gone that to shit. I don't know. I don't know what that was about.
Like, you know how they often have a tagline or something written on their butt?
Mm.
Goldberg should have had "I'm a dad" written on his. He just looked like he was going to drop the kids off at the pool. Literally, it was quite a sight. Look, we get a very short match, as you said. However, the winner of this match, I was very happy with, because Goldberg has come out countless times in the past recently and defeated whoever was holding the championship at the time.
Yeah,
including the Fiend from memory last year.
Yeah, which is a goddamn travesty.
Yeah. Exactly. The one thing I didn't appreciate is Goldberg attempting that jackhammer on massive Drew McIntyre, because he nearly dropped Taker in his head from memory. Yeah. And he's not a safe dude to be working with. He never wrestled safe anyway.
Exactly. He wasn't when he was in his prime, let alone when he's in his 50s.
Exactly. But again, the right person won. What I was worried we'd see is a very quick Goldberg win, because couldn't you just see it, Vince, again going, well, I need star power at WrestleMania, so we'll give Goldberg the title. And I'm like, no, you did that last year.
Yeah, exactly. So I
was very happy to see Drew McIntyre actually look like a very strong force to be reckoned with WrestleMania just around the corner.
Yeah, that's good. But yeah, look, you got to say this Goldberg thing has run its course, his little return to wrestling. It's been a few years now, hasn't it? It's sort of like 4 or 5 years. Like, time to piss off again, Goldberg.
Oh, but look, he comes back for the money, and why wouldn't you? They keep asking him back.
Yeah. But where's the demand?
It's so strange to watch the people that stick around and the people that they can't get. And you're like, all right. Look, the right person won. Goldberg did the job. Drew McIntyre is still our champion moving forward.
Can't complain.
The next match was great, too.
Yeah, next match was really good. This is the SmackDown Women's Championship match. Sasha Banks, the champ, up against her challenger, Carmella. It's great to see Carmella back.
May I just add, and also the star of The Mandalorian Season 2, Sasha Banks.
Oh.
Yeah. She layeth the smack down on Boba Fett. If you need to know more, just maybe check out the Disney Channel. But yeah, no, Sasha Banks is awesome as always. And Carmella with her new, hot. What's with Carmella? What's she wearing these days?
Yeah. And her intro with the what do you call it? The curtain and the clearly not her silhouette.
You reckon? I don't know.
It's a completely different shaped person.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I wasn't really paying that much attention. I was just going, okay, hello. I felt like I was in an old Bond movie for a second. How's her... her henchman, Reginald.
Her sommelier.
Yeah, I like him.
Yeah, I like that. Because I haven't been paying much attention to wrestling lately, there's all these randoms that been accompanying various wrestlers, like that giant dude that hangs out with AJ Styles and, you know, a few other folks that I'm like, where do these people come from? And yeah, this guy, Reginald, is fun. I like him.
Oh, man, I was laughing as he's walking behind Carmella as they come out, and he's just looking at her butt the whole way down. Corey Graves quips, let me just pick my jaw up from the table. And I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, hey, Kamala's Kamala, not Kamala. Not Kamala. Carmella. It was looking pretty good. I was impressed, and I was also impressed with the match. I thought that she was almost playing what Sasha Banks used to play a couple of years ago.
She was
acting like she deserved to be there. The match was great. Pretty much only one thing of note jumps to mind without bashing on through notes. And we can't do that again, Kay, so I'm not sitting here for another hour and a half again like last time.
Yeah.
What were we on about last time? My goodness, this is going to be the most fastest and furious dual rumble sitting that you'll ever hear of. But how about that missed suicide dive?
Oh, yeah, she just face plants. Oh.
And, like, it's just, she almost scorpions, you know?
Yeah.
That back
thing. Totally.
And she, of course, being Carmella, not Kamala. But, yeah, Carmella just absolutely flattens herself out of the ring. And you can even see Sasha Banks actually checking on it, like doing the tap, the squeeze. Are you all right? So, yeah, landed right on the beak.
Yeah, well, she gets up straight up.
Yes. Yeah. No, I know.
She gets up pretty straight up. Is all right.
Yeah. Yeah, no, she was absolutely fine, but I don't know how to this day. And it's been 3 days. So now we're right into a case. It's Rumble time.
Well, we should mention that Sasha Banks retained a title. Not that it was really surprising there.
Yeah, I assume that was just a given. But yes, Sasha Banks is heading towards WrestleMania with her respective title. I'll ask you at the very end what you think WrestleMania will shape out like.
Mm-hmm.
But Royal Rumble Part 1. And I've found the last couple of years, I reckon personally, the female Rumble is always the more entertaining of the two.
Generally so, I would agree.
I don't even know. Maybe it's just the spot. Maybe it's because they're always on first. They have to try 1 year the other way around.
I think they did that the first year they had the women's on last. Pretty sure.
Maybe they did, actually. Yeah, maybe they
did.
Because that was Shinsuke and Asuka both winning from memory.
So, yeah. Yeah. Mm. And, yeah, I'm pretty sure that the women's was on last. But anyway, yeah, this one, actually, I probably preferred the men's Rumble. Oh, I don't know. They're both pretty entertaining. The women's one's pretty fun. Starts with Bayley and Naomi, who are like kind of the old guard now, really, aren't they? Like,
strangely
veterans.
Yeah, we have a heel Bayley, who I'm still waiting to see what I'm supposed to be impressed by. Everyone raves about her online. Everyone talks about how great she is as a heel. I'm not seeing it. I want old fun face Bayley back.
Yeah, heel doesn't suit her at all. But Naomi, you hadn't seen her for quite a while. It's good to see her back.
No, that's it. And look, let's blast through it, mate, unless something springs to mind, because these Royal Rumbles, come on, they can get out of hand. We spoke about one Royal Rumble for like an hour 20 last time. So I'm going to spit out a few. Jump in if you got anything. Mm-hmm. I know it's sleepy time over there. At Camp Casey with your little red wine with no stem on it. So, and then, number three, we have Bianca Belair.
Yes.
And I know it was a long time ago, all a week or so ago, but that was actually your pick. You can go back and listen to our podcast if you want to.
Well, that's funny enough because I've sort of picked it based on her performance last year. And, you know, it sort of makes sense. And I guess, yeah, look, she was the eventual winner. But I didn't think that. Throughout this entire match, I didn't think, oh, the spots she's been given and the, you know, the spots and the moves and everything, there's nothing here that, like, makes me think she's going to end up winning this. And even when it was down to, like, the final four and even the final two, I did not think she was going to win it. But there you go.
You could actually argue in both Royal Rumbles this year, we got swerved slightly. But yeah, Bianca Belair's out, and I'm thinking, maybe you're thinking that you're like, hang on, like the Roman curse. It's like, well, the one that they should have won, then you let them win the next year.
Yeah.
Hopefully that's not the case. Next, number four, we got Billy Kay, who joins everyone on commentary with that voice.
Yeah.
Oh, how bad that voice.
Well, she probably sounds like us, to be honest.
She's the, you know, I don't know. She's like the Australian Fran Drescher sitting on a blender. It's not a pleasant voice, but you know what? Right. I was laughing. I don't know. I was in a good mood. Yeah, maybe the coffee. Because she then proceeds to try and team up with the next few combatants that continue to enter the Rumble. First, we have Shotzi at number five, and she approaches her.
Yeah, and Shotzi comes out on her tank.
Yeah, mini tank.
She fires a shell at Billy Kay. I was a bit disappointed with Shotzi, actually. She's only in the Rumble for about 3 minutes, so I thought she'd get a bit more of a run. She had a bigger impact on the Rumble last year, from memory.
Yep, from memory, because I was just like, it's the greenhead girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. She comes out. Well, look, maybe it's all the entrance for her. She comes out in the mini tank and fires it, and it goes poof. And I'm like, okay, but that did nothing. It didn't even wreck her makeup thing, which I know.
No, it went flying over her head.
That wouldn't have been appropriate anyway. Gunpowder all over them. Shayna Baszler comes out and all the mice jump on chairs. And she gets cranky at Billy Kay because and she kind of tries to knock the picture and her resume out of her hand, and that doesn't work. And just sort of roughs her up a bit. She's an angry lady.
Yeah, she's an angry lady.
Oh, she's a mean girl. She looks great, actually. Next, we have Toni Storm at number seven, and she gives a sideways glance to the camera like she's on The Office, like, no, I'm not interested, thank you, Billy Kay. And then, of course, and finally ending this hilarious comedy routine. Well, it was hilarious early in the morning on Monday. Jillian Hall comes out singing.
Yeah.
Ooh, but she agrees to be Billy Kay's buddy in the Rumble. Mm-hmm. So we got Billy and Jilly. She loves it. What a great idea! And I'm like, mind you, they've both got terrible voices, so there is connection. So we've got Ruby Wright coming out next. I'm a big fan of Ruby. We've got Victoria coming back.
Yeah.
And she comes out, and this is, you know, those strobe lights they have along the floor as they enter the ring. Mm. It looks so much like a computer game as they start walking out.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
It's so noticeable, probably more so with a couple of people that enter, and Victoria was the first one where I'm like, hang on, is this, have they doctored this? And they haven't, the lighting's that good.
Well, to be fair, I just remember her in the old Nintendo 64 video game where she comes out and she looks a lot more blocky back in those days.
Yeah, right. All right, but she was good and she did well in the Rumble. Peyton Royce comes out. And what's going on with her? There was nothing happening there.
I guess, you know, they've split up the Iconics.
Why?
Well, I don't know. I guess to give her a singles push, but it doesn't seem to be really happening yet. And her high point was teaming up with Billy Kay again for a little brief, you know, reunion to do their move. So, yeah, I didn't really get that either.
Oh, I think this is going to blow up again in the Booker's face because I think they're trying to push Peyton Royce, but being the joke side character, Billy Kay is getting over more tonight with all his silly, blocky nonsense.
Yeah.
We have Santana Garrett out next from NXT.
Yeah, no, Liv Morgan.
Liv Morgan following her. There's one thing guaranteed is I knew Liv Morgan wouldn't win.
Yeah.
Number 14, our fellow Australian case, it's the Nightmare Rhea Ripley.
Yeah.
And she was my pick.
Yeah, well, actually, as the Rumble went on, I thought, yeah, she's probably going to win. Actually, the very next person to come out is Charlotte Flair, and I was actually thinking, oh, they're going to do two in a row for Charlotte, is where my brain was going. But then towards the end, I'm like, oh, yeah, it's got to be Rhea Ripley. And, of course, it wasn't. It was. I should have stuck with my original pick. Should have put the money down.
It's swerve, bro. Yeah. Charlotte Flair's out. Woo! I was almost waiting for Ric Flair to come back out again just to annoy her. He does a little later, but almost waiting for Ric Flair to come out and drag or something. Well, I'm in it, woo! Or something to that effect. You know, having the drag back in the uncensored pay-per-view that we watched. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
next is Dana Brooke, and she doesn't do her little kick as she comes out, so I was a bit disappointed. Yeah, I'm like, but boy, oh boy, of all the eliminations we could possibly cover tonight, Dana Brooke's eliminations by Rhea Ripley, it's the power bomb and the apron.
Oh,
did you see that? Yeah. Oh my God, what are these women doing? Yeah. Oh my God, that would have happened. But Dana Brooke comes out looking fit. She looks very fit. Tori Wilson's out.
Yeah, Tori Wilson. Bit of a blast from the past.
Yeah, hello. And, yeah, she looks great too.
Yeah, I know.
And then, awesome. At number 18, the dastardly heel that I'm supposed to be booing but still kind of like, we've got Lacey Evans.
Yeah. So she comes out basically with the Ric Flair music, doesn't she? And then,
well, she comes out with Ric Flair.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
she also comes out wearing a robe.
Mm. Yeah, it's like she's doing a Ric Flair entrance, and then it's like, hang on, what's going on here? Mickey James after that.
Yes, Mickey James looking good too.
Yep.
I mean, these girls aren't cracking, a lot of them. We've got Nikki Cross next.
Yeah, what's and Nikki then we Cross's have... new theme song? That was a bit of a disaster, if you ask me.
Oh, I have no idea. I wasn't paying attention. I was just sitting there going, oh, I really liked her crazy shit that she was pulling off like a couple of years back.
Yeah.
But I don't, again, I'm out of touch. I'm catching up literally this week, okay? Trying to get the finger back on the pulse. and then I realized, hang on a minute, I didn't have to bother because I know half these people. They were wrestling last time I watched wrestling. We've got Alicia Fox.
Yeah.
And she comes out. And I don't know if it's before or after, but I just see Alicia Fox's name and think, oh, R-Truth pops out, doesn't
it? Yeah, R-Truth comes out next, and he's like, oh, wrong rumble.
But still, he's only out for a cup of coffee, Kate.
Yeah, well, he runs in the ring, basically, and he's got his 24/7 title, so he's being chased by the entire crowd. And I can't remember exactly how it happens, but Alicia Fox ends up the 24/7 champion for a very, very brief moment.
Yeah, for another cup of coffee.
Yeah.
For a short black. Well, they go down quick, don't they? I'm on to the short blacks now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't really enjoy coffee, but I damn well need it these days. So it's now just, I treat it like a bourbon shot. Just, oh, that was awful. Oh, yeah. Hello. So Alicia Fox is our new 24 champion for, cup of coffee. For 5 minutes, 2 minutes.
Well, yeah, R-Truth wins it straight back, yeah.
That's it. Mandy Rose is out next. Oh, Mandy.
And the haircut.
Who cares? It's all right. I dig it. And he's looking at a haircut. Jesus, Kate. Sorry, I sound like the king. And also, too, what was the king doing on commentary?
Oh, they're like, yeah, we need to sleaze up the women's rumble a little bit. Let's get the king out here.
Yeah, it's only 2021. We couldn't put someone like a potential Beth Phoenix or someone that could probably commentate from a practical manner. No, I'm thinking, well, Mr. Puppies. No, he's out here drooling over half these women. Dakota Kai's out next. Mm-hmm. Any relation to Leilani or?
No. Dakota Kai's like Kiwi, I think.
Right. Sorry, that was my Kiwi.
It's terrible. Apologies to any listeners in New Zealand, as if we have any. But if we did, we're sorry. Apologies. She's probably not even a Kiwi.
Sorry, that's my Dick Van Dyke, what I did just then.
Yeah, that's more like it.
Hello. Next we have Carmella again with that pesky, is it Reginald from memory?
Yeah, Reginald.
Okay, Tamina's out next. And Tamina comes storming out, and she makes fodder of both Reginald and Carmella, not Kamala. Yeah,
within seconds.
She goes to super kick Reginald, and he just drops Carmella that he'd caught, so she's out.
That's right.
Yeah. She's like, what'd you do? Lana comes out next, looking kind of serious or scared or nervous or something.
Yeah, I don't know what's Lana's shtick these days.
What are they doing with her? She was money like years ago with Rusev and the tied back hair and the suit she'd wear and doing the accent. Man, she was badass back then. So yeah, they're really mucking up Lana, I reckon. But anyway, I don't reckon she'll be around too much longer. I think that Rusev's already Miro now at AEW, as if she's not gonna follow her husband.
Yeah.
I think she's just waiting out that contract somehow. Next we have Alexa Bliss. And she's probably my favorite female performer since Paige is retired.
Well, you get 1 minute of her.
You know what, though? It's smart booking, and I don't say this often, But like that often, I should say. I don't say it often these days because, goodness, they book everything wrong. But yeah, Alexa Bliss, if she stayed in the Rumble longer than a minute, she'd win it, as yeah. far as I'm concerned. So she just, because she goes to morph, and I'm not up to speed, Case. I'm really not.
Me either.
Things go a little strange. She looks like she's going to turn into Mr. Hyde or Mrs. Hyde. But before she does, Rhea Ripley just throws her out because Rhea Ripley's just on fire throwing everyone out.
Yeah.
Ember Moon's out next, a little mm-hmm. fanfare. Nia Jax is out at 29. Yeah. And number 30 is Natalia.
Yeah.
And Natty, is she going to get her break one day? Doesn't she get her WrestleMania match one day? Like, shouldn't she win the Rumble?
Yeah. It's over. It's over for Natty.
It's over. But anyway, we see a fun little spot towards the end, of course, with our picks. But when they're both flipping over the rope and they're both, their feet are dangling, going,
yeah.
And I'm pretty sure that Bianca Belair touches the bloody floor, but we'll just ignore that. I really
What about earlier in the match, the Naomi Kofi Kingston spot?
Yeah. I loved it.
I haven't done that before where it's like, you know, someone lands on their back and they're like, wow, my feet haven't touched the ground. So, yeah, and she does a pretty cool way of getting back in.
That's it. Well, both feet, Casey, must touch the ground. So the Texas Tornado is still in that Rumble. And but I did like, once it was down to Belair or Ripley, I was happy either way. And I liked the bit when they're struggling to get in the ring. Then they're both sitting on the ring apron, and she's like, and she, pronouns, Ripley practically just coaxes a young Belair back off the apron. Let's both get back in the ring and finish this Rumble.
Yeah.
Which was kind of a strange spot. At the end of the day, Ripley is defeated and Bianca Belair gets on the mic and it's kind of sweet and feels real. So the next match, Case, Roman Reigns with Paul Heyman and he's up against the challenger, Kevin Owens. Now, I nearly said what you said. In a last minute, I nearly said, what did you think about this match? Okay. There's three spots I want to talk about, Case, just really quickly before we attack the Royal Rumble. The one spot where Kevin Owens goes flying off the Teletron, you know how they sort of make their way up the top and tumble, and Owens takes the spill. There's that, and that looked hideous. That looked like something Shane O'Mac would do.
It did, and it was fun to see, you know. I guess when you've got this sort of restriction of not having a crowd, it was interesting to see them still go out into the crowd and climb over the TV screens. I mean, you know, that's 2021 for you. But, you know, a spot like this, obviously it's more impactful when you've got a whole bunch of people in the crowd chanting holy shit. But, you know, they really went to town to make it a good stunt to, you know, give us a bit of entertainment in this sort of scenario.
That's it. And could you imagine, Case, if you're watching from the seated position, the television screen, and Kevin Owens is climbing over the top, and you'd be like, ew, I can see every shorts. Oh, shit, that'd be awful. So, anyway.
Yeah, not so good.
No good. So anyway, they stumble out the back. They might as well be at the back. There's no one there. They stumble out the back. We're looking around. We can only see Owens. We're like, where's Reigns? Where's he gone? Is he Batman? And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he gets ran over by a golf cart.
Yeah, it's a really awesome golf cart stunt. I really enjoyed it. It was my highlight of the match.
That's it. And believe it or not, it was not Rikishi driving like last time when Stone Cold got hit. And so anyway, Owens isn't done. He decides to climb up. Actually, he doesn't climb up anything, does he? He doesn't climb up a bloody ladder. He pulls out a forklift, raises it to the top, climbs up the bloody thing. He is athletic, isn't he? He's like Donkey Kong. Look at him go. He's up the top.
Yeah.
Takes a massive, another spill to a table. What's he doing to himself?
Yeah, and he does a swanton too. Like, he's usually a senton type guy. I wasn't expecting to go with Jeff Hardy on this.
And so we're thinking, surely it's over now. Of course not, because it's a last man standing match and they have to go forever. But I did appreciate the ending of this match, there's two things I'll touch on quickly. What I liked, what I didn't. The first bit, of course, the handcuff bit where he's forced to be down on the ground, and I appreciated that. I'm like, this is clever, this is sneaky.
Yeah.
And for the heel to be doing it too, something different. Mm. I mean, sorry, for the face to be doing it too.
Face to be doing
it. Something different. Oh, mate. I'm going to have fun with this one. I'm going to be editing a bit. But, however, of course, now you're thinking, well, Reigns is done for. He can't get out of this. He grabs the ref and smashes his head straight into the scaffolding. Nice little spot there.
Yeah, good donk.
It's really, they should have put the noise in. And, of course, the disappointing part of this match, the book, almost, if you will, that lets us down, is that when the second ref runs in, he starts counting his blast and he's up to a five, and Heyman's fumbling with the bloody handcuff keys. He can't get him out. So the ref simply stops because Reigns has to win it. We're like, ah. However, Reigns finally puts Owens away with a, well, it's not a chokehold. What do they call that move?
I can't remember what it was. Oh, it's a guillotine choke.
Thank you. Yep. It's the dreaded guillotine. And Roman Reigns retains to move forward to WrestleMania.
Yeah. Well, no surprises there.
No. Okay. Case, let's do it. It's recording. Let's go. The fastest, the most furious Royal Rumble. Not here on pay-per-view, but the one we're about to do. And I was just going to say, number one is Bayley. Let me turn the page. So what did you think about having two major stars start out the Royal Rumble?
I thought it was great. When Edge and Randy Orton come out, you know, having not paid attention to wrestling, I wasn't really, didn't know that this was preordained. So having these two legends, Edge in his first match since May or something, you know, earlier in the year, shortly after Mania was the last time he wrestled. And so, yeah, to have both these guys here, it really added a lot of weight and a lot of intensity to the opening minutes. I was like, holy shit, because they actually started, you know, hitting each other pretty stiff as well. So, yeah, it was definitely got me on the edge of my seat and got me quite pumped into the Rumble.
That's it. And, of course, we have a few probably less predicted winners that follow. Sami Zayn at number three. He doesn't dance Sami out Zayn, anymore.
No, he's looking a bit Mick Foley-ish, actually. He's getting a bit long-haired and daggy-clothed.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Kath was watching it with me, and she said he looks like Seth Rogen. And I was like, I guess he does. He's a conspiracy theorist now, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll fit in.
He's always entertaining.
He's good. He'll fit in quite well with that Donald Trump stable that we're assuming will pop up later on down the track. And next we have Mustafa Ali, or is it Mustafa? I believe Samoa Joe was pronouncing it Mustafa.
I also believe they ditched the Mustafa or the Mustafa, and he was just known as Ali last time I watched wrestling. So it's nice to see they've brought it back.
Yeah, right. Oh, goodness. They're trying that with him. It was like I noticed later when Riddle comes out. And I'm like, isn't it Matt Riddle? Oh, what are they doing?
Ali got his first name back, so maybe Muhammad Ali sued him or something.
Fair enough. Jeff Hardy's out next. Thanks for popping in, Jeff. He's out for 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
What happened then?
I was doing my Jeff Hardy dance.
I thought you were telling me the sound's no good.
No. Jeff Hardy dance.
Fair enough. Followed by, of course, Dolphy. He'll win it. Or Hacksaw.
Yeah. Dolph's just like, you know, he's really treading water these days. Because he went through that whole stage where he stopped having his theme music and, you know, thought that was going to build something. It didn't. It's still the same old Dolph. He's run his course now. They're clearly never going to do anything with him. It was just a bit sad, to be honest. But he had almost like a Jericho-style haircut.
Yeah, I noticed
I was hoping that maybe he could get a bit more, you know, arrogant Jericho, kind of vibe. Maybe something down the track. But anyway, speaking of wasted potential, next is Shinsuke Nakamura.
Yeah, and of course, what I was going to say prior is you notice that Shinsuke's music blares, which is one of the coolest theme tunes. I really like it. But that's when I realized that this crowd is literally canned laughter. It's not people cheering because no one was doing that. Because, you know, for you go, come on, everyone loves doing that, right? You there?
But yeah, it's real shame. It's a real shame to see, you know, what Shinsuke is these days, considering he won this Rumble, what, 2 years ago? 3 years ago?
I know. You know who I did... Oh, sorry. Yeah, sorry. We're talking over the top of you, man. You know who I did pop for, though, is number 8 Carlito. A ripped Carlito.
Yeah. Yeah. It's looking in better shape than he ever used to.
Going on! Mate, he's eating too many apples, I think. Something's working. Yeah. And next, we have collectively at number 9 and 10, this is where lazy booking enters, we get Xavier Woods and Big E one after the other.
Yeah.
What was that about? I mean, come on, it's supposed to be random, isn't it?
Well, I don't think it actually is.
Fair enough. Well, John Morris...
need to go back to the ping pong balls.
Yes, that was entertaining. Mm. That would have been much more entertaining than Bad Bunny. Next, Booker T could have like monitored it, just standing there with his arms crossed, going, Actually, that's one thing. Booker T looked ripped. He looked cool as.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he didn't pop up in this Rumble.
Yeah.
True. Very surprised. You know who does, though? That stupid Bad Bunny. He pops out a little later. We get John Morrison, followed by, all right, bear with me a moment, guys. We get Ricochet, Elias, another wasted guy. They're pretty much literally Damian Sandowing Elias. We have Damian Priest. Who's that guy?
Yep, the NXT. Oh, he's been on NXT for a while. He's been, top of the card in NXT for, I don't know, the last 6 months, a year or whatever. So, he'll translate over to Raw and SmackDown at some point soon, I would imagine, given the fact that he's huge and, seems to have most of it. Whether he has... What? It remains to be seen.
He comes out and Kath goes, oh, his stomach's a bit wobbly. And I'm like, shit, I better do some sit-ups if she's bagging this guy. Like, what the hell's going on over here? So Damian Priest did not impress her. The Miz is out next. And I think this is where potentially Bad Bunny comes out. I don't know. But Bad Bunny does like a splash at one stage from outside the ring.
Yeah.
And... yeah, he almost slips off the top rope, I noticed.
it's not too bad as much, though, in the end.
I guess. But anyway, so Riddle is here, Case. Not Matt Riddle. Riddle me this.
Bloody Riddle. Riddle gets quite the run in this Rumble, actually. He lasts half an hour, and he's right there at the end, too, which is kind of surprising.
Look, I thought he stood out tonight. I realized whilst watching this that a Matt Riddle Daniel Bryan match at Mania is something I could potentially stomach.
Yeah.
And
I'm not a Riddle fan. He's like the biggest douche, but I guess, you know, that's the point. Like, so yeah, I'd happily watch Daniel Bryan kick his ass.
Yeah, true. He's an MMA dude, though, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, Riddle. But he did... Yeah, he is. But he didn't look very... like, he must have won all his MMA matches by knockouts pretty quickly or something, because he looked pretty gassed, like...
Yeah, right.
10 minutes into it, and he's stuck around for a further 20, all red and like...
Well, speaking of someone that wasn't, quite the contrary, at number 17, we have Daniel Bryan.
Yes.
He made it to this Rumble, Case, not like the last one we covered. Mm-hmm. Guess who's out at 18?
Kane. Can't keep a good mayor down.
Yeah, that's it. King Corbin following Kane. We see Otis for his cup of coffee. What are they doing with this guy? Oh, yeah. And following a 20, 21, we have Dominic Mysterio All right.
Yeah.
Bobby Lashley.
Actually, you know what Dominic Mysterio looks like? I've been watching, finally getting around to watching the later couple of series of Vikings. Did you ever watch that show?
No, it was too violent for Cap. No, I know.
There's a character in that called Ivar the Boneless, and Dominic Mysterio has the same face.
Really? You know one thing I found strange, because, of course, Rey Mysterio pops up later, is that how come we didn't have these guys in the ring together, like to team up or, I don't know, something?
Oh, in this match?
Yeah.
I think they're just trying to, I mean, they've had their run together against Seth Rollins and stuff, and I think they're just sort of trying to establish Dominic a bit separately now, so...
Yeah,
there could have been a bit of a father-son 619 action.
Fair enough, fair enough. Next, of course, and not my pick tonight, Hurricane Helms is back.
You forgot Bobby Lashley there.
Oh, I sort of muttered his name before.
Oh, did you? Well, yes. Bobby Lashley. But yes, Hurricane Helms is back, and he basically tries his same shtick that he did to, was it Triple H and Stone Cold back in the day?
Bang on, Case. Bang on. And your memory is shit, and you are bang on. That's exactly what happened. I don't remember which one it was, though. Was it possibly 97? I don't know.
Ah, it would have been later. But the funny thing about that, my memory is, like, I have pretty good long-term memory. It's just my short-term memory is fucking shitful.
You're right. Alzheimer's just around the corner, Case. Next, I had to tell you at the start of this podcast who you picked to win the Rumble. So,
last one like over a week ago now. I've watched.
Yeah. Sorry.
I've watched an entire wrestling event since then. Anyway, yeah. Next up is Christian, which is a bit fun. He's back. Obviously, now the Edge is back. Why not bring Christian back as well?
Why not, cool. Captain Charisma?
Yeah.
And at number 25, we have AJ Styles with his little buddy. His name is Omos. And yeah, he's pretty big.
He's freaking huge.
I actually looked him up. 7'3" legit.
Right. He actually looks taller.
Yeah, I know, but you know how they bill him differently and, you know. Yeah. He's 8 feet tall. And you're like, 6'9".
But if they said he's 7'6" or something, I'd probably be like, oh, yeah. But he's huge too, though. Like, he's probably 4 feet wide. Like,
well, he was he's as tall as AJ Styles in the ring.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy. But look, we're going to have some fun stuff with AJ Styles and Omos down the track. I'm looking forward to it. And number 26, little Ray Ray is here.
Ray.
Oh boy, Michael Cole's excited to see some of these guys. He's like, oh, it's Rey Mysterio. It's like, oh, for fuck's sake. Like, come on, Cole. Get a little bit pumped. J Army a little bit or something. But number 27, we got Sheamus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Next, we got his old tag team partner, Cesaro. Mind you, Kath was literally like the king watching this. She kept, like, she'd pick someone to get thrown out. She'd go, I reckon Cesaro will win. And then Cesaro got thrown out, as she said. She's like, well, now I think. Because, like, oh, God, stop mentioning people. They're going to just get thrown at me. Number 29, and I know you won't remember, Case, but we've got proof. We have audio proof from our last podcast. A returning Seth Rollins. It's a Rogan. A returning Seth Rollins, my pick.
Right. So you thought he was going to do the...
Yeah.
Did he win last year? No, it was the year before.
But I just thought, who's someone that's not around that can do a good Mania match that needs to come back sooner or later? Seth Rollins. And I tell you this right now, if it was burn it down Seth Rollins, he would have won it.
Instead of his Monday night.
He's come back with that shit again. And number 30, the cherry on top, if you will.
Well, Braun Strowman, when he comes running out of 30, I'm like, oh, well, maybe he's going to win it because,
the only Rumble he's won is the greatest Royal Rumble in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
So he's actually, which meant absolutely nothing. So, you know, at this point, you're like, all right, so who's your top talent there? You got your Seth Rollins, you got your Braun Strowman. Like, who else is remotely on the list of winners other than, obviously, the eventual winner, Edge? And Randy Orton, who we'd all forgotten, of course, got injured earlier in the match and got taken off out the back. Couldn't put any weight on his leg, so he must have had a few shots of Thorazine or whatever out the back, because he comes back with out of nowhere, of course.
Let me paint you a picture.
Yeah, paint me a picture. You've
got a Final Four case. It's Braun, Rollins, my pick, Edge, and Christian. Christian and Braun go flying out, leaving Rollins and Edge. Edge disposes of Rollins and goes, I win! Bloody Orton, who snuck out the back, as you said, with his sword, with his hurty knee, pops out of absolute nowhere with a beautiful RKO, only to then attempt to throw Edge out, and Edge does a spinneroonie and throws him out.
That's right, yeah. Did the old Rusev trick
against
Reigns, and basically had the same result.
But, come on, we all thought that Orton was going to pull it off.
Yeah, no shit. And that would have put him in the three Royal Rumble winning pantheon along with Stone Cold, so I'm glad they didn't.
Well, they did mention that earlier, which got me worried. Also, when he left with the knee, mind you, he deserves a Golden Globe for that limp out. I'm like, that's well done, mate.
It was well done. It fooled Anto. She's like, oh, I think that's a legit injury. And I'm like,
oh, amateur. Amateur. You know why, though? You know why she fell for it? Because he didn't go up the ramp. They took him off the side.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, if you had a sore leg, you would do that. You go, well, we won't go up the incline, mate. But yeah, so he snuck around the other side through the, oh, that's right, no crowd, and jumped in and delivered the beautiful RKO, only for Edge to bloody throw him out and go to, he's off to WrestleMania. Edge is going to WrestleMania, Case.
Yeah, so who's he going to fight? Drew McIntyre or Roman Reigns?
Roman Reigns. Come on, it can't be Drew.
Yeah, it has to be. It has to be Edge versus Roman. Battle. Like, that's your big card, isn't it? Like, that's your biggest.
Battle of the Spears, mate. Well, Case, next time we're going to cover the very first Royal Rumble.
Yes, Royal Rumble 1.
That's right. And there will only be one Royal Rumble on that podcast. We hope you enjoyed our opening theme and our banter. We bid you a good night.
Ramble on.